Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. Here's our host. I'm Henderson Mann. This is Kush.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. Aggravated with a little hiccup to start the show.
Usually it's me that fucks things up. I don't know what happened today. Usually I've plugged in half a microphone and all that good stuff. But Kush had the issue today. Not sure what the issue was,
Who
but he's
knows?
Not either.
Whatever. Stupid PC shit. Let's all get apples.
Oh, come on now.
Not really.
That's not gonna
I'm
solve
never
going to
get an apple.
Only apples I get are iPhones and the ones that you eat.
Yeah.
You don't eat iPhones.
I love the Gala apples.
What?
I think that's their name. Gala, G-A-L-A.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you don't. He says he eats apples, but he doesn't. He's a liar.
I hate apples, honestly. I don't like. See? I like to eat apple pies from, like, you know, the little Hostess apple pies or whatever.
And that's why you have diabetes.
I eat
regular apples. You eat Hostess apples. There. We've just discovered how you get diabetes.
Don't eat the apple pies.
Hostess apple pies. Diabetes.
Man, I had a last show we did. We did it on a Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or Wednesday? We did it late in the evening like this, and my dog was limping around a little bit, and we all made jokes about, "Oh, you're gonna shit on my dog's corpse." And then 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm rushing him to the emergency room because he doesn't want to walk. That was fun.
Yeah, I know all that.
But he was fine. But I think I freaked out because I had given him an aspirin earlier in the day. And I wanted to see if I'd give him another one later, and then realized I had given him too much aspirin to begin with. So then I had freaked out that maybe I had done some damage and that his kidneys were failing or something like that. I freaked out a little bit, and he was fine. He was limping around. They gave him a shot. Next day, he was on everybody's nerves again, just like normal. So Halo's fine, people.
Hooray.
For modern medicine. And pills and shots. Although he looked quite stoned after the doctor gave him that shot. It was quite hilarious. He was looking at my mom like, "What are you?" So, but we're not here to talk about dogs with broken legs or hurt legs. We're here to talk about video games.
I'm surprised by that.
We're doing another late evening show, so Kush is already frustrated, and he'll be passing out soon, so we'll probably have a shorter show tonight.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of exhausted from the past few days.
You've gone back to school?
Yep. Thursday is a long day for me. It's like a little over 12 hours, kind of.
That's a long time. How many classes you got to take on that day?
Well, that's just two classes. They're 2 4-hour classes, but then including commute.
Damn, are they in another state?
No. I don't live downtown, so.
Yeah, I knew that, but.
Yeah, well, I have to take a train, which takes, you know, like a half hour.
No, that.
I have to walk to the train, which is about a mile and a half or 2 miles away.
Oh, so that's another 30 minutes or longer. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
We do have a voicemail.
We do?
Yeah, but it's like 5 seconds because I cut down half of it because it was just a lot of empty noise. And it doesn't matter anyways. It's Hotcakes Man, and he's just like, he's probably at like a Taco Bell or something and saying, "I'm eating this food.
I'm going to eat a burger and there's gravy on my fries. I like burgers. I'm not crazy."
That's it. Obviously not Taco Bell because they don't sell burgers there. Or maybe they do. I don't know.
It must be a Hardee's or a Carl's Jr. because I think they're the only ones that serve gravy on their french fries.
I don't know. Maybe he brought his own gravy out of his penis.
Yeah, penis gravy. Yum.
Otherwise,
not yum.
You know, some people call it mayonnaise.
Yeah,
that's why I don't
like
eat mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't like mayonnaise either. The mayonnaise, right? Right, so.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So, Hotcakes Man's got gravy coming out of his penis. That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
But he's not crazy.
I thought of what would it be like if semen from white men was, you know, dark? Just to be that contrast. I don't know.
You think about a lot of weird things.
Just think like a black man, when he ejaculates, it's sort of like an Oreo cookie getting smashed if it's kind of warm. And it's just like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
What? I hope you cut out. out because I think we just lost all of our listeners.
No, they've come to expect this from us. This is what we do. A black man's penis is like an Oreo. Whatever. It kind of is, if you think about it in a really fucked up way.
No, not at all.
Yes, every way. Or it's like a hostess, a hostess ho-ho. That's got like white
glory holes and suck off black men to know this. Is that what you do on the weekends?
It's just common knowledge. Their penis is black. That's the color it would be. And then semen is white. That's the color of semen. Black surrounding white is an Oreo or a hostess ho ho or a hostess cupcake. I used to like those cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
I never got the idea of the snow cones or whatever the hell those pink things were.
Oh, snowballs? Yeah. I'm not a big coconut fan.
I don't like coconut.
I did like chocodiles. Those were good. And ding-dongs. I love ding-dongs. Oh, God. Why did I just say that?
What's your ding-dongs?
Ding-dongs are the... they're just got the white cream in the middle, but the outer shell is chocolate, and it's kind of... It's not, like, soft. It's just kind of, like, hard.
Oh. I thought those were ho-hos.
No, ho-hos are round. They're like cylinders, the ho-hos, and they got cream in them.
Oh.
Ding-dongs are round like a circle.
Okay, I'm...
They used to be called ring-dings and stuff like that.
I think I'm totally confusing everything.
Yeah. You would think that the ho-hos would be round because that would look more like a vagina, and the ho-hos would be ding-dongs because they look more like
the ding-dongs are the ones that have the little hard shell, and then they're kind of like the spiral in the middle. I mean, they're the spiral whatever... And their insides are spiral in the way that it's like black and white. Yes?
I think it's just a little...
Well, then that must be the ho-hos. Whatever, this is... Let's go. I don't give a shit anymore. Fucking Kingdoms of Amular Reckoning, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the name of this game is. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Kingdoms of Amular Reckoning. We played the demo.
So, Kingdoms of Amular Reckoning is a RPG that's coming out February 7th. Maybe 6th. Like, it's one of those days. It's
early February.
Early February. It looks a lot like a Fable game, kind of. Would you say that as well?
Well, yeah, but as far as I can tell, it doesn't have that kind of humor. But it definitely, the art style, it's very much... I sort of said once that it was sort of almost a 3D version of Trine 2 and mm-hmm. just how colorful it is.
Yeah, you don't realize how beautiful the game really is until you get out of the opening area. Which, when you start the demo out, everything kind of feels a little generic, and
it looks it's also sort of like more not really with Skyrim, but more so with Oblivion, where you were in that whole dungeon, and then you open when you finally got out of the cave and you saw all this green everywhere. You're like, oh crap. This game isn't as ugly as I thought it was.
Right. So, yeah, it gives off that feel. The combat is, I think, one of my favorite parts. You get different types of weapons, and you switch between them, but the game still feels like it plays something like God of War for a more simpler type of God of War combat, where basically you have two different attack buttons, and you have a B button that lets you do a roll that gets you out of the way. I was disappointed there was no jump.
Yeah. That bugs me in every single game. Whenever there's not a jump, I'm like... Even if you don't really think people will use it, I don't care if I can only use it to jump in this, you know, in a single spot and just jump up in the air and do nothing. It feels natural just to have that ability.
Right. And so there is no jump button. However, there is a run button. That's what the A button's for. I didn't realize till like the third or fourth time I had tried to play through the demo, because the demo's long. It's not only is it like it gives you a good chunk of the game, the beginning of the game, but then after you get outside, it gives you 45 minutes to play around in the world. So.
And I think the demo is really well put together in how it's delivered, in the sense that you get 45 minutes, but when you pause the game, it pauses that time limit, and when you're in a conversation with someone, it pauses the time limit.
It almost made me wish I could have saved it at the point of when you get to 45 minutes. That way, I could have had more time to kind of look around, you know. But you know, for a demo, it's great because we usually don't get these huge demos like this. Because if you played it at a normal speed the first time through, you could probably play that for at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, and it's nice that you can. You know, after you've played the beginning once and then you want to play the demo again, you don't have to play the beginning again.
Oh, you don't?
No, the whole, like, dungeon bit. You don't have to do that. You didn't know that? Well,
no.
I don't... You went through it three or four times, going through
that... I never finished it all. I never finished the 45 minutes of playtime.
I didn't finish it either. I just, like, at some point I just went back to the desktop, and then when I, you know, relaunched it, I was just like, do you want to start from here or there? And I'm like, yeah, I want to start from the 45-minute part.
Well, you know what? I kept, like, one time it locked up on me, and so I didn't play anymore that night. And the first two nights, I didn't get very far into it. I think I got out of the dungeon, and then I just kind of got distracted and didn't continue on. So I never got to the opened up where it talked about the fate system and all that. So maybe that's where it lets you start out from. So I'll have to play that again later, so they'll give me some time to look around. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I have some nitpicky things in the fact that, like, when you have a shield, it just magically forms out of nothing.
Right.
It kind of bugs me. Whatever.
I can understand why they did that, though, because where are you going to put the shield when you've got two different weapons equipped? Because if you've got that bow and arrow, well, if you notice, actually, any weapon, you only see the last one that you used. So, like, if you got the staff.
And it sort of seems like, I know, I understand that it's not really that big of a deal. It's just really cosmetic. It's just kind of one of those things that, like, everything else was so well put together that those are the kind of things I noticed.
And the other nitpicky thing we both noticed is the fact that your character does not speak.
Yeah, which is more of a problem in a game like this because it is third person. So you're actually seeing your character. It's not like you are in first person in Skyrim where it doesn't matter as much because you're more so playing as yourself than in a game like this. Even though you are still playing, you know, yourself, you're just... You see yourself and you're like, and his face doesn't even move or anything. There's no animation. He just sort of stares at him.
Keep in mind, this is the demo. So maybe in the full game, maybe that stuff's added in.
I doubt
it. Yeah.
That's too much to add in.
But the game's very beautiful. It plays really well, even though it may look a little generic. But when you get out in the open world, I think the game's going to be a lot of fun. And the fact that you can switch between weapons and everything and fates, that seems really cool.
I'm very curious to see what I'm most curious about is like the story and all that kind of stuff and side quests. And like, I would hope that there's ability to get, you know, like do the whole romance thing like in Fable or in Skyrim, more so in Fable.
I kind of have a feeling that that's not going to be included, but I don't know. The game looks like it could be quite big. The world looks pretty big.
The world is apparently, because I was trying to figure that out and I just like Googled and said, I guess it's on par with Oblivion. Because, I mean, the demo, at a certain point, you can't go any further.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But one thing I do like about the world is it doesn't feel like something like Oblivion or something like that where it's all just like a bunch of open areas. You know, it seems like it's more contained, but there are areas to explore. Like, I went, the first thing I noticed that annoyed me is I could see this lake, and I'm like, I can't get down in that lake. It wouldn't let me jump down in there. And then I realized there was a ramp off to the side to let you jump off. And so I jumped off, and so I just kind of swam around in the water and found this cave where there's a bunch of rats.
Yeah.
And I killed all these rats, and there are several treasure chests in there that you could lockpick and stuff. Did you do any of the lockpicking?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It was just really generic and boring. It wasn't as... It didn't take as much skill or anything. It was just sort of like, once you get to a point, you just scroll over. It didn't feel like I was put in as much effort into it as in Skyrim.
Yeah, I just felt like it. At first, it didn't even click with me what I was doing. It seemed like all you do is you move your stick to one location, and then you hit the other button or the other stick to have it move across. And if it starts shaking, you got to push it back really fast. And it just seemed like I was breaking a lot of lockpicks until I figured out exactly what I was doing. So hopefully, as you get better at lockpicking or something, it'll make that easier. So it won't be you won't break as many lockpicks, I'm sure. But you get a lot of skill trees. Skill trees are kind of cool, you know, different attacks. I opened up the menu and looked at the fighting combat. I didn't realize that it's all one button for each weapon or that you've got equipped. However, if it's all about timing and stuff too. So like with the longsword, if you hit the X button or the Y button just once and pause before you do your next attack, you'll juggle them up in the air. And once you got them in the air, if you got like a bow and arrow or something, you can start just unloading arrows into them and stuff in the air while they're in the air. All that's really cool, and it looks like it can flow really well.
Yeah, I heard it's very animation-based, just from hearing the, like, two developers or whatever on numerous podcasts, in which the one guy, I don't know his name, which one he exactly is, I think he might be the guy who was on Morrowind Oblivion, that guy uses the word delicious so much. Oh, my God, he's just like, everything's delicious, 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 delicious.
Yeah, he was the one that was on Weekend Confirmed last week.
Yeah, he's been on a few of them, and everything is delicious. I don't know, it was like three or four podcasts where I just heard him call things delicious all the time.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with Amalur. I really can't wait to pick this up and delve into it and see how much it, of the game is really there, you know. So, exciting game. I'm really excited for this one. I've been excited for this one ever since I've heard him talk about it originally. So, it's like 4 years in the making or something.
Yeah.
So, hopefully it'll be good. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to say about it?
No. Darkness 2.
All right. I love the demo for this as well.
I had fun with it. I don't know if they purposely limited the number of animations because I started to see certain things a lot, so that kind of got annoying. But
yeah, they probably did. First thing off, people that played the original Darkness, that game was looked more realistic, I guess. And this one, they took a cel shaded look to it. I actually heard that they took the cel shading and also did hand drawn art. Yeah. Over top of it to give it that look. So at first I wasn't too keen on the combat. I didn't feel like it flowed very well, but then as I got used to the controls, it seemed like I was doing really good. So
I adjusted the controls immediately, because when I started the demo, it had auto aim off and had me on the hardest difficulty. And I have different opinions on auto aim depending on mm-hmm. the game and situation, but when you're being dragged and you're being yeah. moved all over the place, trying to, you know, manually aim with the hardest difficulty where, you know, you die in a few shots. I was like, I almost turned the demo off, but then I was like, yeah, maybe I should check the settings to see what's going on, because it was ridiculous. It was so hard to actually get a lock on to, like, shoot these guys in the head, and it was really frustrating. But then I just switched all that, and then I started having fun.
Yeah, the demo's not long, but it gives you enough to, you find your little darkling dude, you do some attacks with darkness arms, you gotta learn about the stay out of the light again, because that took me a minute to realize.
And I don't know if it was just the demo, or if it's the way it's gonna work in the game now, is that your like darkling tentacles stay out all the time as long as you're in darkness, instead of having to trigger them?
That's what I read, that it was gonna stay out like that all the time.
Okay.
Even out in public, because before, you know, he would...
Yeah, that was kind of weird, just like when you first thing, and then you come out busting with all your tentacles, and your one friend is just like, yeah, you should go, like, nobody mentions all the shit that's apparently coming out of you or anything. It's just like, whatever. It's like nobody ever mentions, like, what's the crazy shit out of you? It's just like, man, those guys, they went that way.
Maybe they don't, maybe, I guess, from their eyes, maybe the darkness doesn't look like that. Maybe they can't see it.
There's no way. They see it.
Or it's just shadows, who knows. But the only thing I was kind of a little disappointed with the demo is, and there's no telling how it's going to be yet, but it doesn't look like it's going to be any kind of open world like the original was. You know, like
I mean, it's, you can't really tell that from the demo, because the demo is the beginning and it's sort of just this introduction to everything.
Right, and that's,
I mean, it's sort of starting you off then. Like, where the demo ends, you'd probably have actual control and be able to explore, because the other one is sort of telling in the past. So why would you be able to just explore then? Because you're, like, remembering what happened.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that it does open up. I tried to look up information and see if it was an open world game, but I couldn't find anything on that. So
I'm just shocked it's coming out so early. I was just like, it's like snuck up on me.
Well, considering it was supposed to be out, like, two different times last year, and they kept pushing it back. So it was supposed to be out in like April of last year and then October of last year, and now it's coming out in February this year. I'm glad. It looks really good. So it's not often lately that we get two demos that number one, I'm excited to play, and B, that they're actually good demos.
Yeah.
So I was pretty impressed with both those games. I already have them both pre-ordered and paid off. Cannot wait to pick those up. And the last demo we've been playing is, looks like we played some Resident Evil Revelations on yep. the 3DS. What did you think about this?
Well, as in terms of 3D, I wasn't really, I mean, it was just like, whatever. I tried looking at it on the highest, and then that didn't really work. And the second one didn't really work that well for me, so I just kind of, whatever, it didn't really do anything special
for me. It
didn't
pop.
And I don't know if it pops on the higher settings. On like the extreme or super whatever, but
I had mine all the way up, and it didn't look like there was much 3D on the characters. The only way there was just a little subtle 3D, but like the only time the 3D was really, really apparent is when you were having like conversations with people, and the little window would pop up, and that seemed to be like way like on top layer or something. So
it's a pretty game.
It's a very pretty game. My only complaint about the demo, and I'm sure it's going to be in the real game, is the aiming just kind of feels all over the place with the slide pad.
It's okay. Some of the things I don't like is that I guess the way you tell how much health you have is the screen and like how red it is or this or that. I mean, I was just kind of like I ended up dying, and then I didn't play the demo again because I was just like, whatever. I didn't have that much fun with it.
Yeah,
because it's just whatever.
To me, it feels like an older Resident Evil style of game.
I don't like the enemies either.
Yeah, they look kind of dumb.
I don't know if that's like the main enemy, but they were really stupid looking, and then they just melt.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna pick this up day one. I haven't pre-ordered it yet, so I'm kind of excited about it because it does look pretty. It does look like a classic Resident Evil where you got to solve some puzzles. There's a little bit of you got to use the stylus to unscrew panels and stuff like that. So there's a little bit of mini games in there with that kind of stuff.
But you don't really have to do anything. You just touch over them and then they automatically come out. You're not like spinning or anything.
Yeah. Did you do spinning in Grand Theft Auto?
A long time ago, yes.
Okay.
That's a very long time ago.
This is weird that this game is a $50 3DS game.
That's that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I want it, but I don't know if I'm going to jump on it, which means, of course I'm going to get it day one. But
of course you are. I don't want it, and I'm not going to jump on it.
So even a price drop wouldn't interest you in this game? You just don't think you'd like it that much?
I don't know. Maybe $15.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
No.
Okay. I liked what I played, except for the shooting was just kind of weird. I'm sure that's just something I would get used to with the slide pad. And I didn't try to play with any kind of options or anything. So there may be like, who knows what kind of options they may have for that. So
you had some more revelations by yourself.
Yeah. So I finished Assassin's Creed Revelations, not to be confused with Resident Evil Revelations. That ended pretty cool. I was pretty impressed with that ending. Not to spoil anything, but it does give away the location of the final, or what I'm guessing is going to be Assassin's Creed 3, which I'm hoping is the final one, because it's time that they moved away from this series or did something new with it. I honestly think this is going to go into the rumors that we've heard for years now about this being set in the Revolutionary War, which I hope. I've been hoping for that, because I think that's a really cool idea.
I think that makes no sense in terms of the gameplay. I don't see how that works at all.
I don't know how it would work at all, but I think it's a cool setting for the game because it would set up the whole Masons and the Templars and the Assassins idea. And if you finish Revelations, you get a sneak peek of about the area where this is all going to take place. So it's definitely in the U.S., I'll just say that much. So
what does that mean? You see the Statue of Liberty or something?
No, you see the world map and you see a dot of light where they need to go next that's in the United States. So you can't exactly tell where the dot of light is, but then you show up in a van there, so
it's in Chicago, and the actual sequel is I Am Alive.
I seen a video for that earlier today, and man, that game just doesn't look as cool as it originally did. Of course, you can't really say much because that wasn't really a game before, so
yeah, I mean,
I'm hoping it'll be good.
There was like one CGI video or whatever.
Yeah, but I was glad to finish Assassin's Creed Revelations. It's not as good as Brotherhood, but I thought it was pretty fun, and I played some of the multiplayer, which they've made several improvements on. But, you know, it still feels like the Brotherhood role multiplayer.
I miss Splinter Cell multiplayer. Classic Splinter Cell multiplayer, not like the past two. I don't even know if the last one had any kind of versus multiplayer.
Are you talking about the Mercs versus?
I'm talking about, you know, Chaos Theory and Pandora Tomorrow. They're so good.
I miss the co-op from Splinter Cell to Chaos Theory or whatever. But played some more Dead Island. I went back to that. It's been a while since I touched that. I guess they talked about the DLC that's coming out for that, and I was like, you know what? I never finished that.
Actually played a little of it too. Very little. I got through like the hotel to the bottom or wherever to the elevator where you have to jump down.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, you played a lot of it. Man. I played a little bit more of it. It's fun, but it wasn't holding my attention. It seems like my attention for that game is same with Borderlands. I just really can't focus in either one of these games, and they play the same way, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it just the enemies take too many hits to go down, and that just frustrates me sometimes, or if there's just too many enemies, then I get killed a lot. Same thing with Borderlands. It kind of just frustrates me. That's the reason why I don't think I've ever finished Borderlands.
I was playing Borderlands trying to actually play some of the DLC again, and I was playing the zombie, whatever that one is, Zombie Ned, and I just wasn't having that much fun, and I don't even know why. And sort of feel like I was too overpowered for that DLC as a level 50 character at that point.
Right. I heard that DLC was crap anyway. People complained about it when it came out.
I don't know. It's just kind of... I mean, most of the enemies are just kind of boring because of these zombies, and they just keep coming until a certain point when they stop, and then it's just like, whatever. I don't know.
Right.
And all the loot I was getting wasn't that special, so I didn't feel compelled to do anything, really.
Yeah. So... Then I finished Saints Row the Third, and I went back and got the other ending night before last, I think. Did you get both endings as well?
Yeah, I got both endings.
One ending is just absolute fucking crap.
Well, I'm sure we probably disagree on this, as usual.
No, you must have loved the Mars ending.
Yeah, I love the Mars ending.
To me, that was absolutely crap.
Because I thought it was just kind of funny, because the other one's just boring, generic, stupid shit.
But it actually has a close to the story, and... This one just
I don't need to close the story because who gives a shit about the story? I mean, the story in Saints Row is bullshit, nonsense, crap. It's not really anything to be invested in. I mean, if you get invested in that story, there's something wrong with you. It's just a bunch of crap.
I know, but I wanted to. At least it had an ending. The other one just didn't feel like it had anything. It's just like, oh, yeah, that was dumb. But it didn't even make sense. I thought it was a whole dream sequence.
Well, yeah, that's why it works perfect for the game, because the entire game doesn't make any sense.
But, I went through and started cleaning up some of the the side quests or side missions or whatever. I didn't do a whole lot of the hard ones, but I've finished up a lot of them now. Now that I'm invulnerable to bullets and fire, a lot of that stuff's way easy. Only ones I ain't had much luck with are the snatch missions. They're just really fucked up in this game. I don't know. I don't like chasing down the cars. It just seems like there's a lot of work. I didn't like the snatch missions.
I almost thought about playing it again just to check out GPD, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to have him in there, although you can't really hear him very well. He's kind of low. He speaks low, but...
like on the podcast.
Yeah, and I did pick up the Genki Bowl. Well, I did buy the season pass, and I picked up the Genki Bowl, which I'm kind of disappointed in because it just seems like a lot of side missions from the real game. The first one is you... I can't remember what exactly it is. It's something... But the second one is basically, you drive around and you've got to kill people by running them over to make Professor Genki happy. And then when you kill enough of them, you are able to act flamethrowers on side of your vehicle and you can start burning cars. And you got to keep him away from the paparazzi because that makes him mad. It's really like the escort missions.
I hate those missions.
And then, the first one is just like more Genki, what is it? Whatever the Genki stadium.
Yeah, attack. They're just... The shooting thing, but like club missions.
Yeah, the club missions, which are fun, except this is in a jungle setting, and they seem more open, but there's only like two of them. Like, you beat the first one, and then it opens up, there's two more of them. There's three total, and you can go and do those, and you get an achievement if you finish all three of those. So I'm kind of disappointed. I hope the other two DLCs are better. They sent Gangsters in Space. You'll probably like that one, Kush.
I don't know. I heard like one... mentioned something about it, like there's a Katamari-ish mode or something.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, there might be more. Like I said, I've only gotten to the second one, and I can't seem to pass it.
I don't know if that's in this stuff or in an upcoming one.
Uh-oh.
But I think I heard that it was, and I think it was this game, that there's like a Katamari-type mode where you're just like, I don't know what you're doing, but
isn't
it's like
Katamari. Isn't there something with yarn balls?
Something. I think it might have been yarn balls.
I think it is this one. They do talk about the... it is this one. I just haven't gotten to it yet. It's like Mr. Genki has yarn... Professor Genki has yarn balls. I didn't realize it was a Katamari-type game. That could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, but game's fun. Just, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it has all the impact the 2 did, but it's okay. All right. And so you talked about Borderlands already, Kush.
Yeah, and then I, for whatever reason, decided to go back and finish up Bully... Scholarship Edition on the 360. I already beat on PS2 when it first came out, and then I was like, might as well finish it up. So I play that again, and I completed it 100%. No.
Oh.
Crazy.
I didn't know you had played it before or something.
I was like in chapter 4. I think there are like 5 chapters. So it was pretty near. I was a lot closer to the end than I remembered being. So I beat that, got 100% of all of that, 1,000 achievement points. It was fun. I really... want another Bully game. I would very much like that. and I would like to see it with the LA Noir tech. I think it would be a good game for that. Or Manhunt. I mentioned that on Twitter. Even though you know the Manhunt games weren't the greatest, especially the second one, I think it's still an idea that has a lot of potential, especially if it uses Kinect in a interesting way and uses, like, I really like the whole way it used the headset. I also played the demo for Grand Slam Tennis 2, which I wasn't expecting anything from, but then I heard, I can't remember exactly who, but somebody on the Gamers with Jobs conference call who really just was like, oh, I was really surprised by this game. It went from not being on my radar to being a pre-order. So I played it, and it was actually a lot of fun. It uses the right analog stick to, use your racket and hit the ball, which, you know, makes sense. It actually works pretty damn well. And you can use buttons if you'd like, but it felt really comfortable. And it also looked very pretty, which has always been sort of the problem with Top Spin series, which is my preferred tennis franchise at this point. But this game, Grand Slam Tennis 2, may be able to take over the throne. I mean, you know, I don't know how exactly deep it is besides just the gameplay, so that's a big part. Like, I need a deep and pretty well thought out career mode for these kind of games. But I'm actually excited for this game now, so that was very surprising, and it's very pretty for a tennis game.
For a tennis game. Well, that's pretty cool. So who makes this one?
It's EA.
EA?
I mean, this was originally the franchise that was only on the Wii, and then for whatever reason they decided, I don't know if it even has motion controls. I think it actually does. I think he mentioned that it has motion controls, but you don't need to use them, so I'm not going to use them. And it works perfectly well with, you know, an actual controller, so pretty damn excited for it.
So I got a question of the week for you. What games are you looking forward to this year?
I don't even know what's coming out. I'm excited for, now I get Frozen Synapse on iPad. I remember when I first talked about it, I'm like, this would be perfect for the iPad, and it's coming out for the iPad. Like, I don't know if it's April's the projected month, but I'm really excited for that. And then other than that, I feel like, I don't know.
BioShock Infinite?
I guess. I don't know. I keep forgetting that game's coming out. I keep feeling like it's 2013. I don't know. I'm not really sure exactly what's coming out. Like, I can't think that way right now, especially when you just throw this fucking question on me with no preparation at all.
Well, listeners, why don't you send this voicemails and tell us what you're looking forward to? Because I'm looking forward to BioShock Infinite, and I'm also looking forward to Darksiders 2. That's about the two biggest games.
312-772-5874.
What's that number again?
312-772-5874.
All right. There we go. Got a question of the week for next week. Or 2 weeks from now, yeah. I'm going to Paducah that weekend, so hopefully I'll be back Sunday. So I will be gone Saturday, though.
All righty.
I'm going to go see Will Woot.
Wheaton.
Wheaton. Fucking can't stand that dude. If I was going to see Will Wheaton, it'd be with a fucking knife. I can't stand that dude. I can't stand him. Ugh!
You're angry.
I don't like him. I don't know how he became the fucking face of nerd and geek talk. It just pisses me off. Oh, I was on Star Trek. Well, fuck you. So are 100 other fucking people. And for 90 damn different
I think you just, you hate what people like.
No, I don't understand why he's so popular. I just don't get it. He's a fucking idiot. Oh, Will Wheaton's laws. Use the internet.
Whatever.
I can't help if you want to suck Will Wheaton's cock over there.
I don't like him. I don't give a shit about him.
Did you watch any movies? I know there's none listed here, but I'll give you the opportunity.
I don't remember. Before the last Wii show, I did watch Friends with Benefits.
I didn't want to watch that one because I liked the other one better.
Well, you can't really say I like the other one better if you haven't seen this one.
This one just looked dumb. Justin Timberlake.
You can say it looked dumb, but you can't say you like the other one better when you haven't even seen. You can't say I like this one better if you haven't seen the other one. You can just say it looks dumb to you, but you can't say what you just said and make any sense or be credible. You're like a politician. Stop it. But I didn't like it. I mean, it was okay in the beginning, and then when it started to try and be serious with these things, because there's Justin Timberlake's father is going through Alzheimer's in the movie, and it was like, I don't buy this at all. The way he's acting and the way it's written, it's just like, no, whoever wrote this, they were okay with getting the chemistry between the two characters, but trying to be serious, they fucking sucked. So I was just like, at that point, I'm like, whatever.
I just watched Crazy Stupid Love again.
Mm-hmm. You're a double negative.
What?
You're a double negative.
Why am I a double negative?
That's in the movie. Maybe if you actually watched it and remembered it.
I don't remember that. And I just watched it like an hour ago, so.
That's one of my favorite parts of the whole movie. That's a double negative. You're a double negative.
I must have missed it on the second viewing.
Yeah, you should watch it immediately after we stop recording this show.
Okay, all right.
Television. I finally caught up to Community Season 3. It's amazing.
Is this the current season?
Yeah, it's the current season. The show is so fantastic. And the last show, which was their like Glee ripoff, was just fantastic. It was hilarious. I was dying while I was watching it. People should watch it. And if you don't like it, then you're a fucking idiot.
I've just never watched it. I do like Joe McHale, though.
Well, then watch it. This is why we don't have nice things.
I don't
things.
Like Chevy Chase.
His name's not Chevy.
It is. Chevy Chase. Chevy.
Not Chevy. Chevy Chase. He's not an automobile.
Okay.
You read something.
I did. I read a book. It's a really tiny book. It took me only a day to read it. It was called Lost at the Con by Brian Young, I think is the author's name. This was recommended by the Mike from the Mediocre Show. It's throughout the whole damn book, I thought it was based on reality. I thought it was somebody actually went to one of these conventions anime conventions or whatever, or gaming conventions, and I thought this guy's the biggest prick in the world. I didn't realize until I got to the end of the book that it wasn't it was fiction and not nonfiction. I thought the whole damn thing I was reading a nonfiction book, but I was like, this dude is the most self-righteous prick I've ever read a book about. But basically, it's about a writer that gets his boss sends him to Griffin Con in Atlanta, which I don't even know if it's a real con, but it goes through the whole like structure of a con, the underbelly and the ecstasy use and the gaming and the nerd culture and everything. And I guess I was really pissed off because I've been to cons before, and this guy just made it seem like everybody there were overweight guys that couldn't get girlfriends, you know, basically me. So, and that's not what they're all about. He didn't really hit too much on the costumes and how beautiful some of the women are in these costumes, which he does hit on a little bit, but at first it just seems so negative that it does sound like a pretentious asshole writing this book. But it's really good. It's really short. I think it's only like, it's probably 200 pages, even probably less than that. It was like $3 on Amazon. It was good, though. It was a good read. It kept me entertained.
Is it classified as a novella, or is it long enough to be a novel?
It would probably be considered a novella to me. I don't know what Amazon classified it as.
Nah.
I mean, it's just pretty short. I that's about all I can tell you. But it was really good. And if you want to borrow it, I can send it to you. But
I don't have time to read stuff not assigned to me.
Yeah, I understand. But it's definitely a good read. And anybody out there that's interested in that kind of culture and everything, nerd culture and stuff, you might want to give it a read. I did laugh because there is a guy he meets early on that reminds me of Will, who he talks about how much money he makes selling his artwork and stuff. And it just made me giggle a little bit, on like a little 5-year-old girl. So, you know.
All right.
This show is going by way too fast. It's okay, though. Resident Evil 6 trailer dropped this week.
Exciting. It was very confusing to me because I'm very curious to get details about the actual game now, because it shows these three characters, two of which we do know, Leon and then Chris Redfield. And then this other, who I called Sir Jumps a Lot.
Whoa, that was bad. So, three different characters. IGN did a...
I didn't watch the replay thing, whatever. Yeah.
I did watch it, and it did go over some things. So, I seen what you were talking about. I think it was you that brought up the fact that it does look like three different types of gameplay.
I mean, it definitely is three different types of gameplay. I mean, the Leon part is sort of more the classic Resident Evil that you really like, which is the more scary part, which is like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm really excited. And then it goes to Chris, and then it feels more like Gears of War, you know, something along that line, more action paced, and it looked like it could be fun, but it's just like, what the hell's going on here? And then it switched to this third guy who's more about this very heavy melee combat and just sort of jumping around. And I'm like, this is all one game? Because this seems like it's a lot of shit for just one game. So, yeah.
I don't know. I was pretty impressed by it. I'm very excited to see what they do.
I'd be impressed if they can pull this off. I'm just worried that maybe all these things in this one game, they'll be like, oh, well, this doesn't really feel full or complete. Or either it's going to come to an ending that's not really an ending, and you have to buy DLC packs for all three characters to actually get the actual ending. So the game costs you $8,000 in the end.
Or it'd be like, oh, we didn't get the game finished, so here's the ultimate Resident Evil 6 edition.
Yeah. or we didn't get the game finished, but we did. So here, download this thing. It's 84 kilobytes.
Yeah, the story does look very interesting for a Resident Evil game. It seems like the president becomes a zombie. Oh my gosh. And there's different people saying stuff that look like Ashley was in the trailer. I was pretty sure it was Ashley.
Well, that yeah, at the end with the jumpy man, Sir Jumps a Lot.
But somebody said that also maybe Sherry Birkin from Resident Evil 2, the little girl that you had with you and that very old Resident Evil game, growing up now.
I
don't know.
I feel like it's more, I think it would be much more believable to be Ashley, just because, you know, they show the president, they show all that bit, and it just sort of seems like her, and I don't like her, so of course she'd be in it. And then the character with Leon, there wasn't really any clear, you know, idea as to who she was. I sort of mentioned that, you know, potentially just because of the way she looks, it could be Ada Wong. Just because she's sort of the closest to resembling her that I would kind of think of.
But she looks really nothing like Ada.
Yeah, she doesn't look anything. I mean, just like, because somebody said, oh, that's Ashley. I'm like, and she's really grown up. I'm like, that's not Ashley.
And her hair went from blonde to black.
Or and, like she, dark, and she looks dark. Nothing alike.
The other girl did look like Ashley, but who knows? When they slowed it down in IGN replay, you could kind of see it maybe look like the Sherry girl from the Resident Evil 2 if she'd grown up, but who knows? I'm excited for it. You know, I liked Resident Evil 5. I know people give it a lot of shit, but I thought it was really an entertaining game. It wasn't as good as 4, but it
no, I mean, Resident Evil 5 is a fun game to play. It just doesn't really feel that much like a Resident Evil game.
Right.
That's the only issue. I mean, I like the game. I just wouldn't call it scary at all at any point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it looks, I'm glad to see real zombies back for once. That's a good sign.
Because you won't be getting them in Revelations.
Maybe not. Who knows? Maybe there will be.
There better be, because I mean, if that's the main monster, then fuck it. Then I don't want that game unless it's $5. Those things are so stupid looking. It's like it's like a melted version of the Michelin Man. I don't know.
Yep. So that's our Resident Evil 6 trailer. Excited. ESA finally goes bitch and withdraws support from SOPA. After SOPA has been put on the shelf for the moment, that's when ESA says, hey, a lot of people are pissed off about us supporting SOPA, so
we're stupid.
We're going to drop that.
They should just stuck with it. I would have had more respect for them, even if I disagreed with them.
I know several people have said they're not going to E3 this year because of the ESA support of SOPA, but I don't really believe that either.
I'm not going to E3 because of this.
Yeah, you know. Me either. Yeah. Just send
I could have gone a few years ago.
Oh, with Esquire or whatever.
Inquire. Examiner.
Examiner. One of those E's.
I could have gotten something there, but then, you know, another person was like, no, you get tickets for my place. And I'm like, okay. And then he never did anything about that.
Oh, would you have went?
Of course I would have gone.
One other thing we didn't put here on the news and rants is what's going around. Well, two more things, I guess. Kmart Gamer, did you hear the rumors about that?
Well, that's been going around for a while.
Well, it's not really a rumor. I mean, he came out and said that right now there's no more deals going on and it's kind of in limbo.
Yeah, it's because Kmart is, you know, they'll be shutting down some stores and crap like that. So who knows what their future is as a company in general.
Yeah, that's kind of sad because they really did, like, even on Cheap Ass Gamer, they talked about how they turned that store around.
No, but maybe this will give them an opportunity to get a job somewhere else. Somewhere that doesn't suck like Kmart. Because even though the deals were fine, Kmart still suck. Their stock, how many games they actually carry, are horrible. The way they organize them, horrible. The actual, what games they actually have, horrible. Everything, horrible.
Once GameStop opened up here in town, kind of became pointless to go to Kmart because I would go there and no one would have anything out, or they already sold out of the two copies of the game they had on sale, and I just kind of quit going. And I felt bad, but at the same time, I was like, yeah, the deals are good, but a deal is only as good as the quantity that you can offer. And if there's no quantity, then you can't get the deal, then it's useless to go anyway. So all I'm doing is going there and wasting my time. Mm. So that's kind of why I stopped going to Kmart for the most part. So, and the other thing that has been brought up is THQ is in trouble, it sounds
like. Or who knows what the hell's going on with them. It's like they had the rumors and then they came out and said, no, we're just getting rid of some of this. So I don't know.
But apparently last year at this time, their stock was $6 a share. And as of now, it's 66 cents a share.
I don't know. I mean, THQ has been in trouble for a long time. This isn't some new thing. It's just...
Well, I was listening to other podcasts, and they brought up the fact that THQ sells a lot of copies of some of their better games, but they also promote them so much that they can't be making that much money off of them. Like, they have all these wild parties and stuff, so... But I do not want to see THQ go under. or be bought up by somebody else, because they do have some good franchises that I think will get ruined if somebody besides THQ has them. But I guess if THQ will be no more, then, you know,
the perfect place for all the franchises THQ has is Ubisoft, because Ubisoft makes some pretty good games and then they don't promote them. Makes perfect sense.
Especially with people like Darksiders or, you know, Vigil Games. I really hate to see them suffer because of this, because Hayden Dalton's our friend. So, mm-hmm. And, of course, they haven't said anything on Twitter, and, you know, nobody can say anything. So, who knows? It may be all bunk, and there may be some truth to it, or it may be a little of each. So, but hopefully that won't be the case, because they do have some great franchises under their belt, you know, with Saints Row and Darksiders and, you know, no, they don't do Rayman. That's Ubisoft.
Yeah. But Red Faction on and off.
Yeah. Right now, there's no more Red Faction. It was last I'd heard. So.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to bring up before we end this?
No, I'm ready to end it. I've had enough.
Not even an hour-long show. Sorry about that, fellas. Look, next week, or next 2 weeks, we got questions out there. I'll have Final Fantasy 13-2 to talk about, so there'll be something there.
Yeah. So exciting. Final Fantasy shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck that game.
What do you want to plug, man?
PixelatedSausage.com. On the Twitters, we've got at Pixelated Radio for the podcast, at PSausage for the site, at Kush3 for me. You should also check out some other great podcasts, the Signed In Podcast at SignedInPodcast.com.
Undercover the Pull List
Podcast at pseudoradio.blogspot.com, and the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at TwoHeadedNerd.com. I didn't even listen to the latest Unitards because it was like 3 hours. I'm like, fuck this shit, I'm not listening
to
this.
Yeah, but it's like the last hour is best of. So it's like a normal show, except I got an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes of the best of stuff. So you can only listen to the
like,
first half.
I was like, 3 hours. I can't take 3 hours of them talking about how attractive these women are. That's too much.
It was actually a pretty good show. So,
and I don't know if I've ever met a Canadian in real life before, but I met one. One's in my class. You know, they sound funny in person.
I had a woman that worked with us, was from Canada. She said stuff like schedule, and she wouldn't go on vacation, she'd go on holiday.
But it doesn't really sound like there's an accent. It just sounds like he's really trying hard to sound normal, and it comes across, and it freaks me out.
I see random Ian keeps wanting to be on the show.
never. You want to be on the show, you just send in voicemails. I cannot take you for that long of a period. We'll hang up on you. As soon as, it'll just be like a voicemail. That'll be your guest appearance. It'll be as long as a voicemail.
Random Ian, I'll have you on the show. Don't worry.
No, we'll you get won't. You on. Never.
Right after Big Steven guest hosts.
No. The Big Steven and Random Ian can have their own show. Canadian right, radio. Even though Big Steven's not Canadian.
I want to plug twitter.com/HendersonMan. And Henderson Band, just about everything else. Get out there and play some games, folks. I know there's not much to choose from, but there's plenty of stuff left over from last year to get through.
I've been playing so much fucking Puzzle Quest. I don't know why. On the iPad. I've gotten further in the iPad version than in any other version. More than the Xbox Live Arcade version, the PC, the PSP, DS. I've actually fought a boss for the first time.
Did you play any Battlefield yet?
I played a little bit. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going through the single player because that's how I work. I'm not going to play the multiplayer until I finish the single player. So, I mean, it's sort of just whatever. It's got the father of the one guy on Friday Night Light. They even use his likeness, which kind of freaked me out.
Oh, really? I didn't pay any attention to that.
Yeah, I mean, the story just seems whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I think I got to the airplane flying mission and finished it, and I'm kind of... haven't gone back, but I love the multiplayer. Anyway, right. I thought we were ending this.
It's over. And again, if you want to leave a voicemail, the number is 312-772-5874.
So, just as any good radio program, I say sayonara.
Bye-bye. Waka waka waka. Booyah, booyah, booyah. Yep.